taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. A Saginaw mother is reaching out to her community for support after losing her husband in a tragic wrong-way crash on Sunday, according to police. Brittany Morrison said that her husband, Brandon, was killed when another driver entered the roadway in the wrong direction, leaving her a widow and single mother of three. The couple had recently moved into a new home where Brittany was preparing to open her licensed daycare business, but those plans are now on hold. She's quoted as saying, "I just got my license on Friday and was supposed to open on Monday," adding on that she's now unsure how she'll manage the family's expenses on her reduced income. Friends from Brandon's gaming community are rallying together online to try and help through social media fundraisers and donation apps, with Brittany expressing deep gratitude for any assistance from meals to emotional support. She also shared her heartbreak that her husband would not be there for the holidays, recalling recent conversations about decorating their new home for Christmas. Saginaw police say that the fatal crash remains under investigation. And another local and regional news for today. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will be conducting a meeting at 8 a.m. on Thursday, October the 16th, at the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, the Controller Administrator Erica Dibble is expected to present some long-awaited financial information. She'll be presenting a proposed list of several budget amendments and journal entries that need to be made. This will perhaps be providing a picture of the county's current finances. For several months, Commissioner Tom Bardwell was the only one who continuously asked for information regarding the county's current financial position, but due to one reason or another, that information has never been fully provided as of yet. Bardwell has expressed grave concerns several times about the county continuing to operate blindly without knowing what exactly the current financial picture is. He has been the only commissioner so far to do that, and the other commissioners have not been asking any pertinent questions. Dibble's also expected to provide an updated schedule on the progress being made on drafting the 2026 fiscal year budget. According to her timeline, on October the 27th, there's supposed to be a preliminary review of the different budget components, along with a first draft of the proposed balance for the 2026 budget. Then between October the 28th through November the 10th, department heads will review their budgets and make some possible adjustments. Then on November the 10th, a notice of the public hearing on the proposed budget will be published, with a final review of the budgets done on December the 8th. Once those steps have been completed, Dibble expects to be ready for a public hearing regarding the budget on December the 11th, and for the commissioners to then adopt the budget at that time. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org, brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Donald Trump's administration from firing workers during the government shutdown, saying that the human cost, quote, cannot be tolerated. U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston in San Francisco on Wednesday granted a temporary restraining order halting the job cuts, saying she believes evidence would show that the cuts were illegal. The White House Budget Office said on Friday that mass firings of federal workers have started. That announcement prompted labor unions for federal employees to ask the judge to block the Republican administration from issuing new layoff notices and implementing those that had already been sent out. The White House referred a request for comment to the Office of Management and Budget, which has yet to respond. And in other national and international news, Israel has received the remains of two more hostages after they were transferred by the Red Cross from Hamas. Their arrival in Israel on Wednesday came hours after the Israeli military said that one of the bodies previously turned over was not that of a hostage. That confusion added to tensions over the fragile truce that has paused the two-year war. After the two coffins were brought into Israel, the military in a statement cautioned that the hostages' identities had yet to be verified. Meanwhile, the Gaza Health Ministry said it received 45 more bodies of Palestinians from Israel. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Wednesday, October 15th of 2025. Patricia Ann Smith, age 88, of Caseville, passed away on October the 13th of 2025. Funeral mass for Patricia Ann Smith will be 11 a.m. Saturday, October 18th, at the St. Russia Catholic Church of Caseville, with burial in the church cemetery. Visitation will be 1 hour prior to the mass in the church on Saturday. The Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon is handling the arrangements. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. In lieu of flowers, please consider memorial contributions to be made in Patricia Ann Smith's memory to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital or to the Parkinson's Foundation. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.